Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What were Quaaludes
right
like?
Right up the street. right up the street. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Rob, he was fortunate enough. He's been Rob Spiewak his entire career.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he just had a show busy name.
Yeah. I don't know it's show busy. It just has, I think it is just, it has a tone to it.
I think it's show busy.
Really?
I mean, for me, but also, I've only known you on the radio.
Oddly enough,
right?
The 2Bs part almost has gotten to me. what's the name of the show?
Bull. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, dude.
Okay. He's so connected.
Every Friday.
I'm so woke.
Here. Sadly.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I'm just realizing all that stuff could have just been voiced live.
Oh, probably.
Probably. Right? It's an exciting day. Yeah. The man with the best attendance record, he has been on every episode of the podcast. I can't say that. You can't say that. Mike can't say that. No. But Dude Walker has been on every episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Every day. Every day.
And the studio.
This is really weird because he's been such a big presence on our show, Dude Walker, our announcer, but he has never been in studio with us. He's done stuff via ISDN. He's been at our live shows. He's been kind enough to announce for us at our live shows.
As a listener, when Don and Mike used to have you on, I remember working at WHFS and listening to your show, and they would cut liners with you. We were talking about this yesterday on yesterday's program. Rob and I were sit there, like, and I remember looking at the guy to the right, me or the girl, and be like, you know, he's not with them right now.
Right,
he's
right.
just doing, they're like, there's something called ISDN that's connected. You got to talk to the engineers
and
about
the
this.
I doesn't stand for EYE. There was no vision.
No.
I had to assume what, you know, because it was Don at the time, mostly leading it.
Right.
And I think that's why he kept me going, because he realized this is kind of cool. Yeah. He's a little monkey dancer here. He'll do what I want.
You're on demand.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And I would write the liners, and there would be rejoiners. You know, we'd come back from commercials, and he would say, da-da-da-da-da, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right.
And I would write them, and I'd send you like 60, 70 of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it always amazed me. You read everything.
Yeah. Some I did not get. A lot of your stuff, I haven't listened in the last 3 days, so you probably have yet another inside joke I don't know.
Oh, we do.
It's so
but the
hard.
The consummate professional.
You have to keep up with it. And they talked about the announcer before me.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know the show. He didn't get it.
Yeah, his name was Paul Turner.
I didn't want to throw him under the bus. But
Paul, that's okay.
That's what we do here
great
still.
Oh, you still do that?
Yeah, very busy man.
Mike's on vacation.
Proud podcast tradition. Throw him under the bus. So I realized he didn't get it. And if you don't get it, here we go with the slug line of the show here. You just don't know how to emphasize things. And I kind of got it sort of a little. And when I didn't, it was even funnier.
Yeah,
because he goes, he doesn't know what he's saying.
You know, because you're delivering.
Yeah,
you're delivering.
Yeah, so great.
So that was cool. That was very cool.
Also fun to see. But for example, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, him connect with Dude and just look at each other. Like, oh, that's Pony Boy.
Yeah,
because you think because really the last time I remember you were kind enough, at least for me, you coming out to the State Theater.
Right.
And making the trek down and announcing us live on stage was a moment for
such
I think,
a thrill.
Anybody,
yeah. A thrill.
Yeah.
But also from my end, we've done so much work together, dude, as far as the shows are concerned.
Yeah.
That Rob would always say, like, I have something from Dude. Or we'd always sit there like, we can't ask Dude to do that. or we'd chastise Rob for having him do a cake and cookies open.
I know. For example, I'll give a perfect example. When Mike requested some years back Yodeling Week.
Yes.
He wanted a yodeling record every day. Because that's what we do. You know, we keep the faith.
Okay.
And I said, okay, we'll do something. And I said, I'll get an open. He says, no, it's not worthy of a Dude open. It's just Yodeling Week. We don't need to borrow Dude for yodeling. And so, you know, we try not to trouble you with the minutiae.
And we should say this. And I was thinking about this on my ride up. By the way, another ding for the Oscar Ubers to work detail.
Oh, good. We'll get to that. Yeah. I like to hear that story.
I deserve this bad review this time.
Oh,
but,
dear.
I was thinking about it, and I was telling my wife, I said, I have to go. I can't ride to work with you today because dude's coming in, and I don't right. want to be late. And she said, what? I'm like, dude, Walker, we've talked about that. We talked about it last night. I said,
we've talked about this.
That's yes. right.
Yes, just like everything else. And look, this is Mike's place, and I'm not going to speak for him, but I would say that he would probably agree with me, and Rob would as well here. And I don't want to speak for him as well, but you can say your piece, right. Rob. The idea that we started this venture, the Mike O'Mara Show, in its current form online and on KCJJ and a handful of other affiliates over the years, that would not have been the same without you.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
I agree.
That's very nice.
So I agree.
What a nice thing.
That really, really, really.
That's good. Now let's just get back to the dirt.
But what about that jerk Paul Turner?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Is the camera?
Yes.
Okay, I need to say hi to my eye, Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you? I'm sorry you're not here. But
playing the camera.
You have no idea how well this is going without you. this little three prong thing we got going here. It's well, it doesn't look good for you. Let's put it that way.
So, our magical talk triangle.
Yes.
Some changes are going to be made, and
you go, then I go, then you go.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. Yes, and.
Yeah. So thank you. And I know that no one wants to hear that. They want to hear the conflict. They want to hear
exactly.
the drama.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the problem with dude is he's nice.
Yeah.
Whoa. And that's it. I mean, I've said this before, but I will say it again. It merits repeating. When I was fired from CBS mm-hmm. and actually went to the trouble to going to lunch with the program director, who, by the way, I hired as an intern,
oh, right.
and then he got to fire
oh,
me.
That's
nice
fun.
Nice turn of events. Mm. And I said, "Is there anything I can do in the new form of WJFK?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, this was a good lunch." But I got home, and that very day, dude was the first person to call me and say, "Hey, that sucks. If you ever need anything, let me know." And you've stuck to that, and I appreciate that very
much. That's good. A lot of, I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I became so-called nice, I had to. Being a freelancer, I just had to be so pleasing to so many different people and worry about
many masters, yeah.
Yeah, and people say, "Oh, it must be fun to be a freelancer. You're not working for anybody." I said, "Are you kidding? I'm working for dozens and yeah. people every week." I really need to be a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, I hate to say this, but if you've got one boss and you can manipulate that, and you can be jerky and still keep your job.
Yeah. But I think you're a genuine niceness.
I was at one time back when I was a DJ. I was, "Hey, I'm a top 40 jock and I got it going on, and you need me because I bring in the money and all,"
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of. That's not really the way I sounded, is it? Because you're going to play that.
Yeah, we'll visit some of dude's past.
We'll visit some of the past. But so being a freelancer, you really are. You're a company of your own, and you need to understand that that's part of your business.
That's great.
And
there are not a lot of nice people in the biz, and I really appreciate
it. Well, thank you guys for saying that. This is getting into
it. This is a hack question. I'll ask you this.
Sure.
And only you can do
Let's go from saccharin to hack. That's what we do.
Let's do that.
So I couldn't pretend to know how you do what you do for a living. We work with, I would say, in this incarnation of Podcast Village, a handful of talented voice actors and voiceover professionals that get it. It's hard to find someone that gets it. What I don't know is a professional with your caliber and your resume. Is it easier now to find out what a client wants when they don't know what they want? Because most of the time,
good question.
It's how many ways can you say something?
Well, it's amazing how far up the talent so-called ladder that goes of people who think they know what they want. And then you hear see what that finally was,
mm-hmm.
and you go, "You didn't know what you wanted, did you?" "Oh, I'll know what I
when I hear it.
When I hear it, yeah."
Oh, good. So we'll do 7,000 versions here.
And so that still exists.
I didn't like the way you said .com.
I know. Oh, God. And it goes on and on. And that's, I guess, the most frustrating part of it all is that you're really trying to work. You want the job.
Yeah, you want to make it right.
You
yeah.
want the job for them. You want everybody to be happy. And then when you finally hear something I auditioned for, I audition 12 to 1, maybe even more than that, the things I get.
Mm-hmm.
Then you finally hear, you know, I'll be sitting there during the Super Bowl and hear a spot come on and a voiceover. And I go, "That's not what he told me to do."
Oh, so it's someone like, you got another guy.
Yeah, they got.
Oh, no.
Oh. He said, you want to call him up. Hey, Hold on.
This wasn't in the notes.
You said to hit the conjunctions, and he didn't hit a one of them. So, you know, you get that frustration with that is because they went in a different direction. Yeah, sure. It's always a fun thing. We're going in a different direction.
Oh, yeah, I bet you love hearing that.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the best, I guess this is dark. I like this.
Okay, dark.
What's the best way to, that you would rather someone tell you, look, you didn't get the gig?
No, I don't know if there is a really best way to say there's a wrong way to say
What's
it.
The wrong way?
Yeah. A wrong way to say it is to be the kind of director who thinks they can do it.
Okay.
You know, they if I had a better voice, I could do this.
Yeah. People don't yeah. say that, do they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I they have that
okay,
vibe.
They have, okay.
They have
yeah,
that
okay.
vibe. They may not say it, but yeah. you can tell. They go, do you mind? And then they go, in a world. You know, and I go, oh, God, it's going to be another one that wants that. It's Don LaFontaine, who's been dead for 10 years, and they want to sound like him. Can you do Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, these people are so out of touch. They think they pick the five top voiceover people of all time
yeah.
and want somebody to sound like that for $200. And I go, well, this is not going to work.
Yeah, understand.
No, you have.
It's fascinating.
I do love the fact that you do vary your styles and you have different reads for different things.
You really have to, yeah.
I'm curious, have you ever been in the car listening to the radio or watching television, heard your voice pop up unexpectedly and then have to realize, hey, that's me.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens?
It has happened, especially if it's a couple of years old.
Right.
My brother called me from Denver Airport and he goes, I'm hearing you in the airport. And I said, I've never done that. You know, and then he held up his phone to the thing and his, ladies and gentlemen, whatever it was for baggage.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't memorize these.
Of course, and you do so many.
Like a TSA line.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, I did do that. Okay, I forgot about that.
Where's the check?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's been spent. But exactly.
How has the landscape for this type of work? Because as far as voiceover acting is concerned, for those of you not in the know, a lot has changed since... Really, a lot of this work has gone online
to
bid out
yeah.
for the better and worse, depending on your clientele, your connections, how established you are.
It was not 10 years ago that you literally would have to mail tapes.
The big difference, of course, is online casting. And
Mike's gone through that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have an agent who harkens back to the old days of actually having people come right into the office and record an audition up in New York. And luckily for me, I don't have to do that.
Right.
I can record it at home and send it in. We send a little MP3 file to. And so there could be a couple of dozen auditions that go through the agent. But then there are also these online portals. There are three or four that are good, only one that I deal with. And you never know. It could be something great or it could be, you know, another.
So that's a situation where you have sort of like a demo posted and people just scroll through. And if they like your voice, then
it's
it goes to the next
level. It's
not
unlike a lot of things people are shopping for today online, except these are voices.
Mm-hmm.
And it works very well for both the client and the talent.
Right.
You're able to audition a lot. I like the fact that even if I'm not getting it, I'm reading things that are current and viable now. This is an interesting spot.
Oh, I never thought about
that. I'm rehearsing.
Yeah.
I may never get more
reps.
There can be a day will go by where I don't make a dollar, but I went out and practiced my swing all day.
Oh, wow.
So,
like doing a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never earning a dollar.
When are you going to get better?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Sorry, Mike. Working on it.
Hey, listen, can we move sideways just a little bit?
Please.
Because the big story in radio and broadcasting in this city and what, five others?
Yeah.
Is this whole K-Love thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know for folks that are listening, watching that... This is a earthquake as far as radio
heritage
in New York City. WPLJ,
LJ, legendary,
right here in the district. WRQX, and then there's Atlanta,
yeah,
and I think Syracuse, a couple others.
And it's taking a brand new. It's actually like a network, a Christian network that is bringing the listener closer to Christ.
But there was a time when the Christian networks are very fringe. They just didn't have the money. They were funded, and now it seems like this is a big company.
And as far as and thank you for highlighting that. I feel like when I was in radio, and mind you, a lot changed then as well.
Sure.
The tidal wave of recalibration for these stations in the last decade has been, I think, unprecedented. Whether you see the way that a lot of these radio stations, terrestrial, are they're reorganizing because of bankruptcy to get lean and mean.
Yeah.
Or you see an acquisition from Spotify of Gimlet in New York for $230 million.
Right.
Just for a podcast company.
Exactly.
Mind you, top of their game for creation. Like they are the platinum status Gimlet creative in New York. It is mind-boggling to see how, and I always think there's going to be a place for radio, terrestrial, especially local radio.
Yeah.
But it's I would say in the last 15 years, you have like how radio has been homogenized and
homogenized.
Homogenized as well, dude.
We can edit that,
yes.
can't we?
That's
where the funny is.
Yeah,
I
this
see.
Is like, I see. Can't believe he hasn't gotten better in 20 years.
Do the reps, Oscar.
So, the reps. I'm practicing my swing, dude.
Okay.
But it has become, how do you service as many people as possible without letting them down? And it's difficult. It's
it really
almost
is.
Impossible.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. I think that the future...
KCJJ is what we always talk about, the gold standard for doing what they want to do.
That's the template for something that works. Now, this K-Love might work. Don't know, because we've never had a big flame-throwing Christian station in Washington, D.C., so it remains to be seen whether it works. However, I think if terrestrial radio is to survive, it has to go back to being local. There's been so much consolidation.
Very true.
And you know what? You can get music on Spotify all the time. You don't need a station for music.
Right.
What you need is someone that focuses on your environment and what's local. And that's what radio can do.
It will go back that way. And luckily, it'll be less expensive than it was at the time. Back in the day, if you get a little local radio station, say a town of 10,000 people,
right. mm-hmm.
you still had to put up the tower and the transmitter and all the infrastructure involved. That's a very expensive proposition.
Daunting,
now, a local radio station can be, well, frankly, this.
Yeah.
Or less. Mm-hmm. Imagine less than this.
But, I do every day.
But you know what? I digress. From the K-Love thing, there's some late-breaking news.
Oh, there is?
Dude, by the way, came prepared.
Yes, he did.
I did some show prep here because I found out that they're going to bring back some of the old Q107 voices.
Really?
That's a good thing.
For WRQX, they're going to be, because by the way, is Jack Diamond going to be gone? I guess it's goodbye, Jack.
I suppose, unless he changes his show prep.
Well, that could happen here.
On the third day.
That's right.
So the
they're going
to
bring back Billy Meehan. Did this in the Uber on the way over here. They're going to bring back some names you may remember from Q107. Middays is Sandy Believer.
Stink. I love this.
You've got Night Times with the flame-throwing St. Johnny.
St. Johnny.
Waha. Why did I say it like Johnny? St. Johnny. And of course, there will be the Rise and Shine morning show, or emphasis on rise. Rise and Shine morning show with Elliot and Wafer.
Okay. We're going to go out on that strong. When we come back, we'll talk more about WRQX, because in the day when it was the gold standard top 40 in this city, this is the guy that did mornings. I want to talk about it after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is hardly a time for levity. Mr. Bialystok, I've discovered a serious error here in the accounts of your last play.
Well, what?
Well, according to the backers list, you raised $60,000. But the play that you produced only cost $58,000. That's $2,000 unaccounted for.
I went to a Turkish bath. Who cares? The play was a flop. What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? That's fraud. If they found out, you could go to prison.
Who's going to find out it's only $2,000? Bloom, do me a favor. Move a few decimal points around. You can do it. You're an accountant. You're in a noble profession. The word count is part of your title.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating. It's charity. Bloom, I'm drowning. I'm being sung by a society that demands success when all I can offer is failure. Bloom, I'm reaching out to you. Don't send me to prison.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Thank you. I knew I could con you.
That's all right. What?
Roger? Ah, Mrs. Bialystok and Bloom, I presume. Forgive the pun.
What pun?
Shut up. He thinks he's witty. Good to see you again, Roger. Did you get a chance to read Springtime for Hitler?
A stunning piece of work.
Max,
He's wearing a dress.
No kidding.
Oh, dear. You're staring at my dress. I should explain. I'm going to the choreographer's ball tonight. There is a prize for the best costume.
What do you think?
Well, now be cruel. Be brutal, because heaven knows they will.
Where do you keep your wallet?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. You couldn't have picked a better color. That dress is you. Light his cigarette. He likes you. Didn't I meet you on a summer cruise?
I've never been on a summer cruise.
Huh. Quel dommage.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Quel dommage,
oh my
live.
God, you enjoyed that way too much.
I do. I like
You've
my job.
You've heard that before. You acted like you had never heard it
never
before.
Heard, never heard. I've never seen a Mel Brooks movie, honestly. Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. Thank you. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the TMOS app. If you don't have it, get it, and you can listen to us all day, every day. You can also write us at P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007, or call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Now.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. I'm going to be back in studio next week. I wanted to give you a little Roger Rabbit. A very old cartoon that some of the younger people in our audience might not remember, but this is me asking you to listen to Rob and Oscar while I'm gone, because I'll be back next week.
Please, Eddie!
I'll take 10 parakeets. Now back to Rob and Oscar.
Thank you, Mike. And you know what? He sounded excited in that clip because yes. He's thrilled that this year we continue our partnership with Zappos.com. Woo! We love the folks at Zappos because they offer all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Our partnership is built on listener support, so you're part of this too. So if you need footwear, apparel, basically anything that covers
Sweet
your epidermis,
jeans.
Oh, the
All
best.
Right.
You got to think of Zappos first, and you'll love their customer service because it is the best. As always, they have that customer service, but fast free shipping, free and easy returns, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code will get you 15% off, and that's something. So it's a limited time. You got to act now, but thank you to Zappos.com, and there has never been a better time to look your best thanks to Woo! Zappos. Love you, Zappos. Okay,
yes.
Back with Dude Walker,
All right.
Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana,
Hello.
And we were talking about the, it's coming up, I guess, in the spring, the sale of WRQX Washington, Heritage Station here in Washington, D.C., and they're going to this format called K-Love, which is sweeping the nation.
Yes.
And
Breaking news. We just found out, despite what you've read elsewhere or heard today, that he's retiring, it's not true. Sports on this station will be done by Joe Angel.
So he's back, go. Baby.
Okay, I'm out.
They strictly cover the Angels.
I'm out.
Now, this is, I'll nerd out just for a bit, but it's worth it. It's worth it, Oscar, I promise. This tape goes back to April 27th of 1979. Hey. And this, when I first heard it, it pissed me off. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I said, not only does Dude Walker have the greatest voice in the world, he's a great disc jockey, too.
Mm.
Where does a guy like me even stand a chance?
Well,
but,
you're doing fine.
Well, I suppose, but it's not like this.
Fine.
It's fine.
I'm not going to give you more than fine.
Fine.
You're doing fine.
I'll take fine, I suppose.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 1979 and hear a man in his element. This is one of my first favorite radio stations and a man doing a great job.
Here's a radio, Q107. This is Dude Walker. I just got off the phone with a guy from Arlington, Virginia, telling me about a spring fair that's happening tomorrow at Tuckahoe Elementary School. If you're near that in Arlington, Virginia tomorrow between 10 and 2, drop on by. There will be games and prizes and a cakewalk. Ha-ha. And Q107 on the PA. Q107 and Dude Walker, it's 8-11. I didn't get to see Eric Clapton last night in concert, but I understand he appeared backless.
Less commercial, more music. Q107.
Q107, smoking through a commercial-free hour with Dude Walker. This from 5 years ago. It's Grand Funk.
I don't...
Q107 with Dude Walker. Weather tonight, not that wonderful. Partly cloudy, low of about 54. Sunny tomorrow morning, then becoming cloudy by afternoon. High around 67. It'll clear up tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's low 45. Right now, cloudy and 65 degrees at the new Q107.
So great. And
oh, that was so much fun.
Now,
you could tell like you loved what you did.
I did. It was within the format of having to play top 40 records.
Right.
Rock records. And having to put in a weather forecast and a public service announcement. I got to admit, I totally bullshit.
That's fine.
Well, okay. There's one.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
You get relaxed here. You forget where you are.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, KCJJ. I'm sorry.
Steve said worse this morning already.
He probably has. Oh, they're on again. You had to weave all those things together and make it sound like you came up with it. I didn't talk to a kid from Tuckahoe Elementary, but I threw it in there.
Yeah, it's, you make it relatable.
But you knew it was on the community calendar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And that was the fun part about it is because you were able to go in there and say, well, I've got to give a weather forecast. I've got, I can't just sound like a boring.
You have to entertain.
That was the challenge to do that is to go through there and have all those elements that you needed to do.
Including, what day part?
That was nights actually.
Is that before you did mornings?
That was before the morning show. That would have been this time of year. No, actually, it was April. So it would have been maybe May or June. What probably said it?
It's April of 79.
Yeah, that was very early on. Mm-hmm. Very early. That was nighttime. I was doing probably 7 midnight or something.
So I know nights more than any other day part just because we had to cut our teeth in by the time we got right.
And also nighttime is when he calls us and tells us to do stuff.
Yes.
Because Oscar doesn't wake up till 6 p.m.
I noticed.
Guys. I said to, I guess, the program director that it's probably hardest to do nights and overnights.
Yeah.
Because everybody's lived their days. And even though you would do a night shift for you baby DJs out there, you still have to live your day. And most of those guys have a day job at the radio station or mm-hmm. doing something else. Yeah. And then you have to go in there and get up for that shift.
Yeah. That helps. But being young certainly didn't hurt.
No,
in 1970, I don't think how long that was. But, you get that youthful enthusiasm about everything.
I won't say 40 years. I won't say it.
Wow, that is great. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
40 years ago. Right up the street. right up the street. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I always hear about them. They sound like fun.
What was the number on the Quaalude? There was a number.
Oh, I don't know. I just saying
Quaalude. 432-1073.
There was a number. There was a number on the pill. And I remember there was before Q107 came on board, it was WRQX Album Rock.
Right, right.
And there was some DJ, a female DJ, and she would put that number out there all the time.
Really?
Whatever that number was.
That's funny.
714? 714.
And she would throw in 714.
Was it 714?
She would throw in 714 all the time.
Funny.
Like, she's cruising for lewds here.
Yeah.
That is genius. Thank you for sharing that.
That is so funny.
And of course, now they do it with pot. What's 420?
420.
Yeah, 420. So it's the same deal, just a little bit.
I never knew 714 was.
Well, they stopped making them before you were born.
Well, I would hope so.
I just like seeing movies and they're like, hey, David Lutz.
The thing I take away from that tape also is that is a true top 40 station, mm-hmm. something that almost doesn't exist anymore. But the variance of the music that we heard of it, we heard Eric Clapton, we heard Blondie, we heard Grand Funk.
Yeah.
And I mean, it had to be a much more exciting road to ride on because you never knew what was going to be on the charts
That's true, too. And also at that time, we had expanded so far out. We were playing Beatles records.
Right.
There might be an Elvis song in there somewhere.
That's crazy.
And there might be a kind of a country-leaning song in there, mm-hmm. whereas the formats hadn't splintered off quite yet.
Exactly.
So we were able to bring them all in, and now it's just, well, as you know, there's a Christian rock
station.
Yeah. At that time, Christian rock was so small.
Yeah. Do you think the Christian rock station, K-Love, is going to give away $107?
They won't do it the same way.
They won't do the same way.
They'll do it in their own special way.
The Sticker Patrol stopped my sister when I was a kid, and she was pretty. She came home, and she's like, I got $107. I'm like, by who? That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it was Q107 that had the promotion. You got a certain number of dollars for every one of your presets that was set to Q107. So if you got pulled over and all five of your ka-chunk presets were set to Q107, you get like $100, $20 per button. I think that was that.
That's pretty cool.
We had deals with the dealers of the cars when they were being sold to go in there and pre-programmed all the buttons to 107.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. That's genius.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
A couple of the salespeople said, I'm going to, and of course, they get bonuses for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It was wow.
That's it was funny. Creative selling back in the day. You know, you'd had to find a way, a little niche to get in there. And the wars between the radio stations.
I wanted to ask you about that because there was a time now when we went from a period, gosh, a few years ago in the 90s when there were, yeah, the 90s, we went 4 years without a top 40 station in this city. But then there was a time in the 70s when there was like five of them.
And they live of the same format?
Yeah.
And pretty much so, yeah.
And they're all at each other's throats. So what do you remember about that?
Well, I miss it, but it was a little bit silly at times.
Of course.
The little tiny things that we do, but it was a wonderful time to be on radio and hearing them competing formats. Mm-hmm.
Made people better at it.
Yeah, definitely. At one time, I was on radio in Hartford, Connecticut. That's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on nights at WPOP in Hartford. And the big station, the bigger station there was WDRC. Actually, Mike will remember that. That's the one he always does it. Big D in Hartford and,
mm-hmm.
and all that, Dick McNunn and all them. The guy that was on at night over there was Mike Holland.
Yeah.
And I was, at the time, I wasn't Dude Walker yet. I was Tom Collins.
Oh, classy.
Tom Collins.
Boy.
And, well, I'm from Collinsville, Connecticut, so it all kind of came through here. And I got to know him after a while, even though we were so-called enemies at night. So we conspired to play the same songs at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
I said, on top of the hour, 9 o'clock, when, we roll, light my fire, and then and you let's go right into da, da, da.
That's fine.
And so then when people pinch back and forth, they're going to be freaking out, man. And
That's awesome.
And I thought, that's so cool that we did that. And then, of course, we went our own ways, and he beat me in the ratings anyway. But
jerk.
Do you feel like there's, and we all, except for one person in this room, have a radio name?
Yeah.
What's in a radio name? What do you think is in a radio
name? You want to hear the story of my radio name?
Please. I do, and I have a question to follow up on that, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, because it leads right into where we're going with
exactly.
The radio names were mostly a function of the program directors deciding that we all had to sound ethnically ambiguous, or at the very least sound English.
Okay.
Johnny Michaels or something. You couldn't mm-hmm. really have any name that was basically going to offend. We didn't want an Italian name. You didn't want. Every once in a while, someone would sneak in and have a different kind, but most of the time, some staffs would have jingles in a cartridge, and that's your name when you show up.
Yeah, they did that at WPGC.
Wait, what do you mean?
They would change your name to match the production they already had.
Yeah, they had a jingle that said Johnny Dark.
Yes,
and they go, "Hi, what's your name?" Pete. Well, no, you're not. You're Johnny Dark.
Because they already had the jingle.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Well, I'm going to spend another $100 on your stupid name. I got Johnny Dark.
It's messed up.
And if you go through some of the records, WPGC has a really good archivist who goes through the history of it. And there's like five of them that went through there. And he'll say, that was the third so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, my God, who could keep up?
I know. So great.
But that was so. Anyway, my name was Tom Collins. So I'm hired.
That's cool. That's a cool name. Tom Collins is a great name.
At that time, it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it got a little dated. So I'm going. This is early 70s. I go down to Memphis, Tennessee. And the guy says, I think I'm going to change your name. So I'm thinking, oh. He says, what do you think about Dude Walker? And I'm like, what the heck kind of name is that? I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I can convince him just be Tom Walker or something.
Yeah.
So I get down there, and it's a Sunday night. I'm supposed to go on the air on Monday, and he's showing me around the station, and I'm in his office, and I'm about to breach the subject, or is it broach the subject?
You broach the subject, whatever you do.
We're going to talk about it.
See, that's the problem when I use big words. I use almost the right one.
So close.
Yeah. So, of the name change, and I'm about to say it, and he says, excuse me, man, I'm going to hit the restroom. I'll be right back. And I'm sitting here like we are now, and I can see papers on his desk, and I'm looking upside down, and I can see, please welcome to our staff, Dude Walker. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh,
he's already told the staff, this is not a good time to say to the boss, can you resend the memo out again? So that's it. That's how the name became.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
And you know what? It's worked out so well.
Oh, it's a great name.
Everybody knows that name. You know,
that's the name.
It just has worked out.
Love it. I have a question about your time in Memphis when we come back.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Dude Walker, for coming in this morning.
Yeah.
Legendary voice, Dude Walker. And we have more time with him after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
quit Paulie. By now, you guys should know I submit the best promos.
Now, wait a minute, Paulie. I think the promos I submit are far more creative and highlight everything you can find on MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, come on, Jimbo. Don't be a jamook. Everyone loves the promos I submit. Did you hear my Valentine's promo? Forget about it.
Have you heard the effects I can do with my promos? I can use things like reverb. I can even use echo.
Echo. Echo.
Let's both agree that the one thing you need to do is subscribe to The Bonus Show, featuring the man who we hold so near and dear to our heart,
Mike O'Mara. Do it today.
So now, listeners are doing impressions of other listeners doing promos.
Yes.
I love that.
That guy asked to remain anonymous because he didn't want Paulie to take out a hit on him.
Ooh.
So, All right. keeping it quiet. Hey, that's scary, and figuring out how to buy a house is scary, and frankly, I don't understand financing. I'm sorry, I don't. But I don't have to, because the folks at Cornerstone First Financial know all about that stuff. Even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show, so when they find out you love TMOS too, they're going to treat you just like old friends. You don't have to worry about the purchase or the refi, because when you go to Cornerstone First, they have you covered. They understand all of that stuff, and they will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. Now, at this moment, mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so the time to act is right now. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you through the entire process. You can refinance now and skip your March payment, but you must act now. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing.
All right, dude.
Wonderful.
Yesterday's program, and you mentioned earlier you didn't get a chance.
I usually try to keep up with it.
We talk about this
program. You're on the road. You're a traveling man.
I was, yes.
There's a long tail, and sometimes people are a few days behind when people listen. When we found out that you might have been 90% confirmed to come into the studio.
Right.
And organically, Rob and I just started like throwing out radio names overall, how our name became our name on the air. And Rob's like, well, my name's just Spiewak. It's show busy.
Yeah.
And because I'm cruel and I have no soul, I said.
And be fair, we were trying to kill time while you're waiting on hold to get those roses delivered.
Yes. Right. By the way, don't ever do that. If you use the credit card company to get roses, you'll pay triple.
Did they make the 6 p.m. deadline?
Yes, they came in at 4.
Strong.
Yes. so you get when you delay. Dude, we sat here and I said, you know, my name's Santana, yada, yada, yada. That's not my real name.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine an announcer such as yourself ever saying my real last name on there. It just doesn't roll off your tongue. My nickname, Big O from Big O and Dukes, came from a program director. I didn't even know. I thought he was talking about Big Orgasm. I was like, this is a little creepy. No, it was because.
Wasn't he though?
No. Oscar Robertson.
Has he called?
No, it was more.
But he got flowers from him at 4 o'clock yesterday.
It was better than Milk. That's all I cared about. Because one guy, he was Pacey White. His nickname was Milk. Everyone would call him Milk around the station. He never, like, it was DJ Milk on the air. It was very.
That's
didn't
a
work.
Really 90s DJ name.
Yeah.
That's a sick name, isn't it?
Milk.
DJ Milk.
To put the name DJ in front of anything. Yeah.
But my real last name is Ceballos. Which does, I mean, talk about ethnic, right?
Yeah,
I wouldn't have made it in your day. You got to change that, man.
But now I think it comes around again. I think it would be good.
Our agent at the time when we moved out, Chad and I's Robert Eatman. He said we're moving to Phoenix, Arizona. We got to take advantage of the Latin explosion. So that just doesn't sound Latin enough. Full circle, moved it to Santana, and
so he doubled down.
Yeah, it's doubled down.
Okay,
so times change. Rob, he was fortunate enough. He's been Rob Spiewak his entire career.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he just had a show busy name.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's show busy. It just has. I think it is just. It has a tone to it.
I think it's show busy.
Really?
I mean, for me, but also I've only known you on the radio.
Oddly enough,
right?
The 2 B's part almost has gotten to me. If you were just Rob with 1 B,
yes.
There's just something not you if you say it with 1 B. It's like, well, who is this Rob? Oh, you mean Rob?
Oh, God, could you just say that over and over again? But yeah, I this was long before I ever had a thought of going into radio, but that's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's all in the name. And I remember growing up, you just have people like Mike O'Mara is Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donnie Simpson is Donnie Simpson.
There is. Yeah.
Right? I don't know too many people, and Chad Dukes came into radio when I met him. He knew he had the foresight that he knew he wanted to be in radio for so long.
He was like Pluck.
He already knew what his radio name was going to be. Yeah.
Pluck from
Dukes.
The tree, yeah. Fully formed disc jockey.
Like he knew. He knew going in when we were interns.
I was Tom Collins in high school. I'll tell
really?
You. Yeah, oh yeah. That's the name I chose for it.
Wow.
Oh, so I didn't know it went that far back.
Well, I wasn't a DJ yet, but I got the name.
It's, oh, okay. Oh,
I remember
cool.
when we were 13 or 14, we were going to put together a band, you know? So we went, oh, yeah, let's get together a band.
Right.
Okay, what am I doing? Well, let's name the band, you know? So we're the Stingrays because it's the coolest name.
Great
in the
name.
The Stingrays. Cool, yeah. Okay, can anybody play? No.
But you got the name.
Well, we got the name. So basically, that's what it was with me. I'm Tom Collins, DJ. Well, can you get records? You got a radio station? Right? No. But okay.
But you knew.
But I knew. Well,
that's so
going
great.
In. Wow. I got to have a name.
So since Rob had his God-given name and it worked out on air, I said, well, what options did we have? And I said, did your mom ever date somebody? And you've heard the show yesterday. That what if he would have adopted you? What could that have been? And the first name that came up was Donovan.
Rob Donovan.
Rob Donovan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I imagined in my eyes, and you don't have to do this, but I'm just humor me for two seconds. God. I said,
where's he going with this?
What if I was listening to Dude and you're announcing Mike O'Mara, Rob Donovan.
Okay.
Oscar Ceballos. Don't do Ceballos. That's gross even saying that right now. That doesn't sound, but Donovan sounds cool. And then we started playing in an alternate universe. What if Rob Spiewak? Is this Rob Spiewak you see today?
Yeah.
In a sweatshirt.
Birkenstocks
yeah.
and hoodie, Rob yes, Spiewak.
Yes, exactly. What if his name was Rob Donovan? Would that have been almost like a butterfly effect? Would his trajectory in his career changed?
We're here with here with Dude Walker, and we're asking him serious questions about serious things. I'm Rob Donovan.
You're right. That's almost the way it would have to be, because now you become a different kind of dude.
So then you look at then was it Donovan? Then he also had an option.
My stepfather was Dave Goddard. So although I was in my 20s when my mom remarried, he could have conceivably adopted a fully grown man.
Yeah.
And hi, I'm Rob Goddard. How you doing? I'm Rob Goddard.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the marketing, and it's strange what names conjure up what kind of image.
Yeah.
And honestly, Donnie Simpson's name never sounded right to me. He doesn't seem like a, only because I know him, it's obvious that it is. But right. I always thought, that's not quite manly enough.
Really?
The name Simpson just, no. It's got all.
Maybe I don't know another.
You know
I don't know
is?
Another Donnie you know, Simpson because I grew up that
it's
way.
It's got softness to it.
Okay.
There's no hard K's or T's or anything in there.
Yeah,
I never thought. Oh, so but Donnie's an icon in his own right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's just known as Donnie, so he doesn't use Simpson much. Yeah. But the name Simpson, it's got all S's
Simpson.
And M's.
Yeah,
it's soft. Not, it's
what
soft.
Makes
yeah.
a great name?
I think some with a too many syllables is a problem. That's
right.
Why a lot of people were Johnny Dark, you know, maybe three syllables
okay.
at the most, you know, with Dude Walker. There you go.
I thought it was always for two first names.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that too. But that was more to not offend again.
Paul David.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, but that's so non-committal.
There's nothing to it. Yeah, you it's got to have a little bit of, you know what, it's nice, and Dude's name is great because Walker is a common name, but Dude has something to it.
Mm.
Dude is a little off, you know, you don't run into a lot of people named Dude. A name from the past on WAVA that I like, Flash Phillips.
Yeah.
I like, but again, you got soft sounds there, but it's a catchy name.
Would Flash Phillips work in today's market, but though?
Because Flash Phillips was fired after he was on Unsolved Mysteries.
But that's that's an alliterative name.
That is true, and that's good too, though.
What about?
You know, so those are fine.
Matty Masiello.
Matty Messi? No.
Sorry, buddy.
It'll work in Italy.
No. No. I love Matty. I think Matty's a wonderful name. But no.
Masiello. Now, what about Matthew Bloom?
Matthew Bloom. See, now I would wonder, how is the Bloom spelled? Is it O-O-M or is it U-M or U-M-E?
Oh, U-H-M. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's too. Yeah, there you go. I think in sometimes letters, and if I'm hearing somebody's name, I'm going, okay, which one is he here? Is he?
Should stick with Pony Boy.
Well, there's only one way to spell that.
That's true.
Or maybe P O N I.
What about?
Oh, that's if he was a girl.
Well, that could be.
What about Charlie Burney?
Charlie Burney, no.
Oh no!
No. You see, you're having too much fun with it. Charlie Burney.
That's great. He's right behind you too.
That was mean.
No,
you knew he was.
No.
You knew he was standing there.
Deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
You know, we have an intern downstairs. He's working on another project. He's super geeked out you're here, but his name is Ethan Sands.
Okay, but that doesn't sound like a DJ. No. It's like a reporter, Ethan Sands.
Yeah, or a designer.
NBC News. An on-air name, right?
Yeah. Ethan Sands, a great reporter name.
Okay. I like Sands. Sands is good. Tommy Sands.
Yeah, Tommy Sands.
Very talented.
Annette Funicello, NBC News. No, I don't. There's certain names that don't come up.
Dude, do you think names still get changed as much as they used to? I would say in the past 20 years as they did before?
No, all you have to do is look at the nightly news or any of the cable air. The names are just the names, and some of them are difficult.
Yeah.
You go, whoa, what's that name?
Do you think it's because they start branding themselves so early in their career that they latch onto their real name and stick with it?
The social and everything
else. I just
don't
think it is as important as it once was. Mm-hmm. There was a time when it was very important to make sure. Back in the old movie days, they would change everybody's
name. Of course, yeah.
You could not have an ethnic name.
Right.
And what was Cary Grant's real name?
Archibald Leach.
Archibald Leach, which came up, of course, in Fish Named Wanda.
And Judy Garland was Frances Gum.
Yeah.
So, they changed all the names they built them. Yeah.
And it was all about marketing. We've to change everything about you, your look, your sound, and your name.
When we go back to the name change, I just want to ask this briefly because I would not be doing myself a disservice if I didn't. The man who changed your name, was it George Klein?
No, actually, it was not George Klein. It was the guy who was before him.
So let me just, as a backup, and I'll let him tell the story.
No, of course. This is fascinating.
When Dude worked in Memphis, he worked at one of the most legendary stations in America, WHBQ 56 AM. Legendary because it was the first radio station to play Elvis Presley.
Right.
And working there was, through actually at that time, up until many, many years later, is a guy named George Klein. He would eventually be the program director.
Yeah, he did.
But he was also a very good friend of Elvis. Hung out with Elvis. Elvis was best man at his wedding. And I found out this week when George Klein passed away, that Dude worked alongside George Klein. And I just want to know if you had any memories of working with that man.
I definitely did. Going from Hartford to Memphis, as you know, I got the name change and all. I went there because of a couple of reasons, and one of them was George Klein's name. I had heard his name, and I'd actually heard some recordings of his show. And he was George Klein. He was maybe 15 years older than me, even older than that. And, he was Elvis's age.
And a legendary puker.
So, yeah. And, it was back in those days.
Yeah.
And it was George Klein. And it was GK. And it's cheekier and you speaker. Everything was rhyming. And the music, of course, he was playing was not even Beatles yet. Mm. It was older stuff.
Right.
But he was still well-respected in the business. And I knew he was Elvis's friend from high school. And there was an opportunity to either go to Nashville to WMAK and work with Scott Shannon.
Oh, and he would have you a kid then, too.
He wanted to hire me to go to Nashville. Wow. And J.J. Jordan wanted me to go to Memphis. And I chose Memphis.
That's so cool.
This is where I want to go. I want to go down there. And it was a great choice because it was a lovely city.
Dude, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this next question. Have you ever been voice tracking and come out of an up-tempo song into a dead dog letter?
Is Don on the phone?
Okay. But I invite people to look if you on I think it's on your Dude Walker page, a great picture of you and George Klein and Al Green when he was breaking his first record,
right? Al Green had,
and you weighed 20 pounds.
I know. Al Green was this. I think Tired of Being Alone had climbed his way up. He's wearing that white suit, and I didn't know much about him, but he stopped by. That was another thing that was great about Memphis, that music really mattered down there then, and it had its own style of music, and you could run into people that were in the music industry at lunch. I mean, you go down there and there would be Steve Cropper. There'd be somebody who played with Booker T and the MGs or something.
Yeah, he's in the Blues Brothers. Yeah.
And all these fantastic musicians and artists. And of course, country was big too down there, not as big as in Nashville. But what a wonderful city.
Great food, friendly people. Oh, love it.
The barbecue was incredible.
Too bad the summers don't get hot. That's the only problem with Memphis.
Really?
Jeez, oh flip. Well, that's cool. Come back. I want to ask you about Uber because we have to maybe put a button on your...
It's over.
Is your rating up or
I'm
down?
I'm a Lyft guy now.
Oh, God. Okay. He's starting new. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. We're here with Dude Walker, and this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
More broadcasting. The Mike O'Mara Show, 2019, the year of Ponyboy. Tune in
and witness his thrilling transformation. A new Matthew. Stronger, better, more determined. He's replaced his cigarettes with excellence. This is the year we watch Matthew bloom. Don't miss The Metamorphosis, The Mike O'Mara Show. Always improving for you.
The transformation has been thrilling. You can watch it right before. It's like a stop motion thing of a flower opening. Fact, most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why is this? Simple. Because most weight loss plans tell you what to do while you're on the plan, but not after, and you just end up feeling bad about yourself. Not so with Noom. With Noom, you'll lose the guilt and learn how to develop a new relationship with food. That's the best thing about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. So don't diet. Learn. Build new, better habits for a new, better you. Noom puts weight loss in the palm of your hand, quite literally, because Noom app on your phone, it's there all the time. Mm. Whenever you need it, you just pop it open and it's right there for you. Noom gives you a live goal specialist, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. You can't beat the price. My favorite part about Noom, it has one of the largest food databases available. If you want to track what you eat, and that really, to me, one of the most successful things about this thing. It'll let you track what you eat, and it's all right there in your phone. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What have you got to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara you these little blurbs, so Rob has to work just a little bit harder. I hope you're enjoying Rob Spiewak at Oscar Santana. Don't flip me off!
He was feeling silly that day.
Well done, Mike. Yeah. Well done.
So
let's not do that next time. It's really awkward.
I don't think it's nice. 10 parakeets. Earlier this week, Oscar had this is just a reset in case you missed a show. Yeah, right. Shame on you.
Yeah, cool.
Had a near-death experience in a car that brought him to work.
This new world of ride-sharing has changed my life because I'm lucky enough to live in the city, but also I'm in a space where I'm trying to be a little more responsible with the dollars I spend as I grow up, right? The days of nice cars and...
As you grow up?
Yes.
You're 37.
I'm 40.
Whatever.
So
numbers bore me.
As you probably don't know, dude, I went back to business school about two
years
ago.
I followed that whole thing.
I didn't really talk about it.
I almost crashed your graduation.
What happened? Did you get a master's or something?
Yes.
Something like that.
So first, the one thing that really smacks you in the face is you just don't buy a depreciating asset. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if
don't talk about Shannon like that.
Yeah, I know. I took that personally when you looked right at me.
We just don't need two vehicles, and I'm trying to be a little more realistic about, you know, how I get to work and our carbon footprint, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. I have been taking a ride sharing service to work on a regular basis. Whether if I'm not carpooling with Shannon, that's just how I get around town.
Yeah.
Weird when you want to just go somewhere and used to having a car, especially I would imagine an individual our age in this area just are used to having a vehicle
because
you have to drive everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really been a city guy until now. And I've had issues as of late with my rating on the ride sharing service.
Oh, really? Right. I'd forgotten about that.
If the rating is high, they will pick you up faster. If your rating is low, you will wait forever.
Now, you Ubered here today, right, dude?
Yeah, I did. And I don't understand what goes through the mind of the Uber driver when they see a low rating. What do they think they're going to get?
So the odds are you probably won't.
Disc jockeys.
There you go.
You will wait longer.
Never list profession.
For the pickup. So if you're 4.8 and below, you will 4.8, the rating's from 1 to 5. If you're below, I would say a 4.7, it might take 20 minutes.
No kidding.
For you to get a pickup. Because the people will see, the first thing you see when it pops up in their car is your name and your rating. So the rating is indicative. Are you waiting outside? Three factors. If you make the driver wait, how pleasant you are in the car, and if you do or do not puke in the vehicle do damage to the car, etc.
Yeah.
Especially at night. Some drivers don't even drive at night anymore because of that issue.
Different clientele, I'm sure.
Don't blame them.
Okay.
So yesterday I had a horrific ride. I was pleasant as possible, but I jumped out in the middle of the intersection and ran across the street because it was just too crazy. Person couldn't drive. Dinged on that. I'm good. Today, I'm driving. I'm riding to work, and I didn't want to be late. So I was like, Shannon, you're not going to ruin my life today. I'm going to take an Uber. So,
not today.
Uber X. No more black. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
So X over. I jump in. Guy has a seat cover. Not good for the driver. Don't ding him on that. You can report somebody for having a cover on their seats because you just don't know what's underneath.
You're so dedicated. Seat, right? Dedicated.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. So the guy, nice man. I don't know, you know, if he was in the haze or just woke up, but I'm like, all right, this is going to be another adventure to work. And I am only coming a mile and a half if I'm lucky, maybe a mile.
Yeah.
Right.
I can tell right away he doesn't want to make that crazy left turn into this little intersection.
Yeah. Across Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, my lesson.
It is a tough one.
Yeah. I will get off on the right-hand side and hit the little crosswalk button.
Sure.
Yep.
Run across the street. He drops me off. And I'm talking to him like, thank you, five stars, have a nice day. And I open the door. And I opened the door right into a trash can.
Ooh.
And these are not plastic trash cans, people, that people put out in front of their house. These are metal, city-grade, industrial Clang. Trash cans.
What a great sound that must have been.
Oh. Well, there goes a star.
So, boy.
Startles the driver.
Well, yeah.
Because though he dropped me off, we were having a conversation, and I did not look to the right.
You're such a jerk.
Shouldn't he take that into account?
He lets off what was the brake because he wasn't in park.
Right. Yeah. He just
we're
stopped.
On Wisconsin Avenue, so it's already kind of dicey already. And he's in the bus lane. And he goes, what's the best way to do it? I'll probably do it like this. He goes with his door because he lets off the brake and it goes.
Oh.
And then hits what would be the metro sign.
Oh, no.
With the door.
Oh, no.
So clank, 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 clank.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, I say to the man, let me put this back on here.
Sure.
I said, I have never done that before. I am so sorry. I was looking at you and I just swung the door open.
Right, right.
Right in the trash can. And then I was like, you let the gas off and we rolled. I was like, there's got to be damage to your door. I'm so sorry.
Right.
And he looks at me and goes, it's okay, my friend, and well, drives away.
You're kidding.
But now, that's part of doing business for him and you.
But this is what it's going to turn into. It's okay, my friend, because that's all he knows how to say.
Yeah Oscar's already thought this out 10 steps ahead. And here's the choose your own adventure
version. Because I see him pull into what is the pay parking lot.
Yeah.
He wasn't picking up a driver back there. He's going to stop and see the damage that I created.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I have to switch platforms. I just want a quick update to, I'm going to Lyft. I'm a Lyft
That's fine.
And that can only last so long before you hit another door.
I've never done that in not even my own car.
What kind of car were you in? What kind of
variety? It was like 84 Sentra.
Oh, so there was some body damage, I'm sure, already.
No one's ever slammed into a trash can the way I whipped open that door to Superman my way out of that car.
The damage was done when he hit the sign.
Okay, so here's where I see this going, because if we're going to be rating each other, we're rating the driver, and they're rating you.
Yes, it's blindly, by the way.
I think it is a never-ending cycle down to nothingness. Eventually, you're not going to go up above
some
5.
Some people say that your rating is indicative of your personality. Now, I know a guy. I won't say his name. Todd Moore.
Ah, and thank you for not saying Todd's name.
He has a rating in the 4.7s.
Yeah.
And we were in Vegas, and we were all like BSing about our rating. And I said, you probably have a low Uber rating. And he said, why would you say that? I was like, because you're a dick when we're in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, and I kept saying, I was like, stop telling the guy where to go. This is my rating. You're messing with. I said, sir, don't listen to my friend. Like, this is my rating.
And you know
I'm
what
the guy.
The thing that's the minefield for Todd is when he's going to Uber, it's going to be after he's been drinking.
And
that's when he's at his toddiest.
He's just matter of fact. Right? He's a programmer. He's just matter of fact. Why did you take that left? Why didn't you make that right? Like, just whatever.
Okay. If you want an opinion, Todd will share his opinion.
And he's the hot toddiest.
He's got a low rating.
That's okay. So funny.
Here's where I'd see this going, though. If we can't get above 5 and you can only go down, no one, you're up against the...
Yeah, you got a small
area
to live in.
I'm sure if you were a statistician, you could figure this all out. Probability and all that kind of stuff. You should be able to go in and buy your points back.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like you can go to a class to get points taken off your license.
Yeah.
Go to an Uber class.
Or they should expire after a given amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like points on a license.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Uber should be making, you know what? Here's it. Get that money back to the driver. So they get a bonus if you've... You know what I'm saying?
I'll pay them off. You're say, okay, look, I'm a terrible person. Here's an extra 20 cash.
I'm going to pay
Hey, keep
five.
It fair. Keep it fair.
I'm making $50 just to get my point up another, you know, another tenth.
Yes.
Out of that, a 10 is going to go to my most recent driver or maybe into a pool for all of them.
You can tip now, but I like the idea, and this is something I had not thought about, that you could say, look, sir, I know we've had a pleasant day together, and I don't see why I wouldn't get 5 stars. Here's an incentive in cash.
Exactly.
To get 5 stars.
Uh-huh.
You could work the system like that way.
It seems this is getting to be a lot of work, though.
Yes.
There was a time when you just didn't have to think about it. And
you know what?
And that was called cabs.
Classic taxi mentality. Yeah.
Sorry about the door, man. Good luck.
Big trail of orange paint. Because Oscar's flying down in a checkered cab. Door open.
Yeah. Have a diamond day.
All right, we got Oscar Rossi when we come back. Dude Walker is with us. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Mike O'Mara. When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other.
It's not overstating it. Oscar, are you still shopping at a big box store?
Ugh.
That's for squares, daddy-o.
Squares.
Cut it out. Don't be a nerd. Get woke. Hit our website. You see, MikeOMaraShow.com features Macy's, Target, and Walmart. And when you shop these retailers through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. So the next time you need anything, go to the TMOS Shopping Center. Oscar, it's lit.
Don't ever write that copy again.
I think it's great.
It's woke and lit in the same copy.
Kids love it.
It's devastating.
Get litty. It has everything.
Litty.
Yeah. Get all litty. I learned that from
G. Gordon.
You're litty.
Yeah. I'm buying something from Macy's. Shop like you mean it. Just make sure that you start at shopping at the banners on our website. It costs you nothing, but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Shop there, or frankly, we just can't be friends anymore. So, and now,
all right.
This is really the highlight of the week.
I know.
Friday is always special because when we can have Friday and Oscarazzi, I'm all in, baby. Do it, Oscar.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom announce their engagement. Or
how is that Bloom spelled?
B-L-O-O-M.
Okay, see? Yeah,
that's a star's name.
A different kind of Bloom.
Bloom.
You know what? Yes. Our pony boy doesn't look like an Orlando.
Jacksonville, maybe. A different city in...
Yes, Orlando Bloom and his Scud missile have been... have you seen this? You probably don't get a chance to see this. There's a different, profile for these celebrities these days, because you see them all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And they're being photographed.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Orlando Bloom where he is supping with stand-up boarding, where you actually can stand
when
up.
When you say supping, I really thought you were talking like the 1930s having
me
a meal.
Wow, yeah, yes.
Like a stand-up surf.
A little nosh.
Yes. But he's completely nude.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how...
Oh.
Like, and he's with Katy Perry, which is fine, but she's dressed.
I'd like it the other way. And if you're going to do a nude activity that's in the water, maybe choose an activity that's not got you literally on a stage above the water.
Oh. I don't think about Pirates of the Caribbean when I think about Orlando Bloom. I think about that picture. What does that say about me?
I don't know.
I think it just says you're nice.
So many things are going through my mind now. I can't say one of them.
Announced on social media, it looks like. They are engaged, so congratulations to them. I've been dating for some time. As you probably will recall, Katy Perry was married to Russell Brand, engaged and married to Russell Brand for some time.
That was a good pick for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did they actually get engaged on Valentine's Day? Did they do that thing?
It looks like that is the case.
Because that always works out.
But this is what I'll say about the celebrity couple. Okay. Is that they have been together long enough to say, they didn't have to get married.
Yeah, I suppose. Right? But then why do it? Oh, maybe she's pregnant.
No, we'll find out.
Kidding. You know, I had a couple friends that got married on Valentine's Day, and they're still very happy.
Really?
Yeah, they're divorced.
Oh,
but happier now than I've seen them in years.
Hey-o.
Do you have a favorite Batman, an actor that played Batman or iteration of Batman, dude?
Good one. Good one. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I can't deny hearing somebody go, I'm Batman.
Yeah, I love Michael Keaton for the serious Batman. I think that you can't put Adam West in the same category as the modern Batman.
No, not at all.
So,
yeah, I
George Clooney, not most people's favorite.
No, not at all.
Because that was the worst. But Ben Affleck, in my humble estimation, was a pretty good Batman, especially for the Batman. He was playing a grizzled, dark Batman.
Right.
Yeah. He has officially confirmed that his reign as Batman is over.
Oh, he's resigning.
Yes.
Oh.
We talked about briefly his struggles with substance abuse, and this is, it seems to me, this is another step in the right direction where he's just focusing on his personal life and his family over.
Sure.
His career.
I love how he has to come out and say that. How about if I do it? I'd like to confirm that I will not be Batman either. No, Superman either. None of those.
You know what's sad? I can't make that same statement. Oh. Not at this point.
Oh, well, I could.
I've signed a DNR.
But is there a favorite Batman for either of you that you have?
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That's a time, though. See, that was long ago, and we're old.
Yeah.
So we like old Batman.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Well, because the Michael Keaton Batman, to me, scary, but not too scary. Mm. They got scary.
How about Bat Dude?
I like that.
I think Bat Dude is the next where we're moving with this.
Okay, so
he takes an Uber everywhere.
But it has fins.
That's right. And it knocks over trash cans. Has no trouble doing that.
Fellas, from some fun news to some very disturbing news. We briefly talked about this yesterday, but really, these celebrities these days and how they interact with co-stars, but even fans, there is no hiding misconduct.
That's true.
And now, apparently, authorities are investigating singer Ryan Adams for alleged sexual text with an underage girl.
Oh, so this is going to the next
level. This is completely different.
Oh, boy.
FBI opens inquiry into Ryan Adams' explicit communications with an underage fan. Now, there's a lot that has come out about Ryan Adams, and you know he's still being investigated. We had a Mandy Moore story yesterday.
Yes.
To this day, it blows my mind, especially in the world of tech that we live in.
Yeah.
That these creeps, if this is the case,
right,
things they can get away with this. It's crazy.
There's a record of everything now. I mean, and if it's not some sort of digital record that is, you know, hanging in the world of cell phones and texting, there's cameras everywhere that you don't even know about.
Yeah.
You can't get away with anything anymore. And that speaks to, I think, an old mindset of celebrity of being bulletproof.
Yeah, you know? It has to be.
Yeah.
You're not even thinking about the real world. You're thinking about your little cocoon.
Yeah.
Agreed. So we'll keep an eye on that story. The Academy Awards seems like they can't get anything right these days.
I know.
We've had controversy with the host situation.
Yep.
Now we have controversy with this big backlash is happening with what is a contraction of the awards that some awards now will be given out during
editing
the commercial.
Editing, oddly enough, will be edited out.
Yes. Exactly. I hope they do a good job with that.
During the commercial breaks and will not be internationally televised. We haven't talked about this on the show yet. What are your guys' take?
Well, it's a very complicated issue because if you are to put in all those categories, now you've got a show that, frankly, not everybody wants to see.
Yeah.
So now you're up against that, but then you're supposedly honoring this wonderful business that you're in. You're backed up against either one. And you know what? I think what we're leading up to here is I think America, or maybe the world, is a little bit out-celebrated. Mm-hmm. A little bit too many awards. And I think it no longer has that cachet it once did.
Because you can see the celebrities everywhere.
Everywhere. It's not a special event anymore.
And I've been awarded in smaller... Mm-hmm. I've gotten awards, and I've appreciated them. I can feel the backlash coming from so-called the little people that say, you know what? How come I don't... Where's my award?
Oh, well, from an editing perspective, and I can just speak to that world, I see how hard people work, even our little microcosm of the entertainment world we work in now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where it's not easy to do what they do.
No.
No, and it's very important. And then the Academy came back and said, well, we're not going to exclude the same awards every year.
Yeah.
Oh. And so are we to believe that, like, somewhere 5 years down the road, Best Picture is going to be in that? Yeah. Of course not.
Oh, yes. It's during always the commercial,
going to,
you know.
It's always going to be the same people that get compressed out of the show. I think their only safe way to go, if they're going to save it, they have to go the route of the Grammys and maybe just present the Big Five. Mm-hmm. Do the others in some sort of clever presentation way and focus on entertainment and clips because that's what people want to see. Yeah. But if you start just cutting out like four categories of 20, feelings are going to be hurt.
Yeah.
And it's as an industry thing.
And a rotating wheel of
it doesn't work.
Exclusion doesn't seem
to
work.
By the way, like they can't get out of the, like they just can't get out of their own way.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
They could have just said, you know what, never mind. We're going to work it out. We'll talk about it next year. Moving on. And remember, you go back to Oscars So White.
Yeah.
It seemed like they recalibrated that way and things are working out the way they should. People are being acknowledged from all different backgrounds. And then you full circle into this drama.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's their brand. They should take care of it. They should be smarter about it.
It seems like it's a sort of a... Everything seems to be a little dysfunctional now.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's sort of... What's the word I'm looking for when something matches something? Anyway, it's...
It's chaos. They can't put their finger on it, and they can't figure it out. One more.
Congratulations, and I don't know. I have a soft spot in my heart. Elijah Dushku. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Just beautiful, beautiful actress. Was probably more famous as a younger actress than she is now, but she is pregnant with her first child.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, wonderful. And for someone that's had a kind of a rocky road in Hollywood.
Didn't she just have to sue?
Yes. Yeah, nice pull. Yeah. One of the executives who completely she's alleged to derailed this whole, I wouldn't say Me Too movement. I mean, she really was harassed on set.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what's the name of that show? What's the name of the show?
Bull. Yes.
Right.
Thank you, dude.
Okay. He's so connected.
Every Friday.
I'm so woke.
Sadly, we're going to have to edit you out of this segment for time.
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry.
We appreciate your efforts.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. That is Oscarazzi for today.
We're going to step away for a second, come back with the final audio vault of the week. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Help, I need somebody.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
I hate sad.
What do you mean?
Well, I just don't like sad things, like the fact that in moments, this episode of TMOS will be over.
Oh, no.
That's sad. No more of us.
Ruh-roh.
No more us until next week. That's so sad. I bet you'd like some more.
Please.
More is good,
please.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you always want a little bit more. And if you do, you order the TMOS bonus show and you get more TMOS. More is better. More us. Choose more, bitches. Please buy our thing. Remember, the future of the show depends on it. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams leftover Valentine's Day candy. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click what I like to call the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please remember, buy the bonus show because you love us. And now, the audio vault. And the buttons that never seem to work. I feel like Mike today. The audio vault for February 15th, 2019. People that are, I'd say, maybe not disliked, but people have a negative view of sometimes just do stuff to reemphasize the fact that they're disliked. Case in point, yesterday, Valentine's Day at Kim Kardashian's house. Did you see what Kanye got her?
No, I did not.
He took a room in their house and took over 100 single red roses in singular bud vases and put 100 single red roses all around a room. And in the room, he hired Kenny G.
Oh.
Come on!
Oh.
And he mic'd him badly.
Yeah.
This really sounds like a Kenny G nightmare, doesn't it?
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Still got paid.
I think it was Jimmy Fallon who said, so that marriage is over. But anyway, so that's what's going on at their house. What did you got the roses for?
We got rose.
Did you do dinner or anything?
No, I went to CVS during the break here yesterday in the show. I got her some peeps.
Yes.
And
shout out to all my peeps.
Yes. Heart shaped box. By the way, you rubes out there, if you want to get chocolates and the little heart shaped box.
Yeah, today.
Wait till Valentine's Day, roughly 10 a.m. Everything's 50% off.
Oh, it's going to be even cheaper now.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheaper now.
So yesterday I got something that should have been $34 for roughly roughly $14.95. And then I got the peeps rolled in. She saw the CVS bag. I said, I'm sorry, might as well just give this to you now. And then gave that to her. And then she gave me a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup heart and a card. The card was very, very well written, sweet, no grammatical errors, and I liked it.
Did she give you a rating, too? Did she get 4.8?
It wouldn't be that good.
It wouldn't
be.
Who says romance is dead?
As we pointed out, he could buy another point
there. Yeah, yeah. We went home and just watched TV and went to bed.
Ah, well, that's nice. That sounds like a wonderful Valentine's Day. And you know what? You can do it all again next year. All right, and the peeps will still taste the same.
And the roses are still here. She didn't take them home.
All right, bad news for Alfonso Ribeiro.
Rivera, right?
No, it's Ribeiro. R-I-B-E-I-O.
What, his name can't be pronounced? What's the bad news?
Bad news is the dude has to say your name.
Is it Ribeiro?
It's Ribeiro. Alfonso Ribeiro. You know him from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Remember, he did the Carlton dance.
Yes.
And you recall it was done to the tune of It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones. And this is actually a... You can hear the crowd reacting to his funny dance moves. He was suing the games Fortnite and NBA 2K because the players were doing the Carlton
dance
in the video game, and he wanted some money.
He wants to own a dance?
He wants to own a dance.
Who is he, Mr. Macarena?
Well, the U.S. Copyright Office actually responded to his claim, and I want to read this quote because it killed me. It says... In the second, quote, this is from the National U.S. Copyright Office. They wrote this. The dancer sways their hips as they step from side to side while swinging their arms in an exaggerated manner. In the second dance step, the dancer takes two steps to each side while opening and closing their legs in unison. In the final step, the dancer's feet are still and they lower one hand from above their head to the middle of their chest while fluttering their fingers. This is your tax dollars at work, folks.
They actually patented that, though?
He said that it is a dance, not a piece of choreography,
right?
And because of that, it cannot be copyrighted. Sorry, no money for you.
Really?
But if he had conceivably written that overqualified piece of description of the dance, he could have copyrighted
and
that.
And sent that in.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Who thinks of that?
No one thinks of that. But and then the merit, you got to know the fact that this was done by Courtney Cox in the Dancing in the Dark video a million years ago. The same dance.
And
with
he's copped to that in past interviews as well.
But I guess he just doesn't have that much.
Well, I would say that I'm happy that this didn't go through and he's not getting paid because... Honestly, it's a video game. You should be happy to be in it. It's not your likeness. It's a dance that you made up for a TV show.
And you know what? He's relevant today. Yeah, today he's relevant, and it's been a while. I didn't realize this. Did you realize Dane Cook is still a thing?
Well, I saw him 4 years ago. You guys were chastising me about that.
But I mean, I thought he had sort of faded and gone away. I know he was exceptionally sizzling hot comic. He's a stadium-sized
Burn
comic.
Bright.
Yeah.
But he told a really good story. He was there the night... Tom Brady met Giselle. He was actually there.
Oh. I was there the day that Giselle met Tom Brady.
No way.
I was at the game. She came to the Chargers game in San Diego, and I sit with the Kraft family, and I'm talking to her, and I'm helping her. She didn't really know. She was like, what is the football? She was like, I was walking her through it. And then I got to see them meet. I was there. We went down to the locker room.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, she's beautiful, but then he's beautiful. Yeah. And when they got together, we all just felt so ugly at that moment.
Yep. But that's true. So funny when you think about that. That's the start of something big right there.
Pretty cool.
Now, we were talking before we actually turn the mics on, that the soundproofing in this studio sometimes allows sirens to come through on the street. Sound of the city. And I've spent a lot of time in New York City. And actually, when you hear a siren in New York, somehow it's comforting. It's just the sound of the city.
Yep.
But there are some people that are saying that the sirens have gotten overwhelming and it's noise pollution. Here's sounds of New York.
How do you deal with
noise? Not
this
that.
Person says,
I wanted this. And that's just, ambient sound in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so many complaints that New York is starting to change their sirens and their cop cars to European-styled sirens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know that thing?
Yeah, we have it coming up here in a second. But I actually remember this. The first time I was in Europe, I was with Carrie, and we were seeing, the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and the most beautiful buildings of all time they're right in front of me. And she said, the only time you got excited is when you heard that European siren.
Because you thought Inspector Clouseau would be right there in the car.
Exactly. It's what I was hoping. And I also love that when, because of the Doppler effect, when they drive by, it goes, na, 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 na.
Are they changing it to the European siren?
No, the New York is going to start a slow rollover to where all sirens on cop cars and ambulances will go to European style sirens. sirens because they think it's less abrasive to the ears.
But they have to pay the copyright for the sound.
Of course they do.
It's a copyrighted
that's gonna be so
audio
strange.
File.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, isn't it?
I feel like I'm in Europe.
Yeah. Well, I love that, and I think it's a very funny sound.
I hear it here once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hear that siren, that
near
tone.
The embassies.
Yeah, near the embassies, and I'm like... Oh man, that it sounds cool.
It does, yeah. It does.
But you only hear it once in a while.
I don't want them. To, you know what? I don't want them to take away the special.
Got it. Got
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. All right. Since yesterday was Valentine's Day, we'll close with this. Are you familiar with an app called Cameo?
No.
And that's where the celebrities can do things for you.
God, can you come in every day?
Damn it!
He knows everything.
Dude Walker.
For like $15, too. Dude. It's really very
good.
Dude
Arazi.
So
I would do it.
Ice-T said that he got 50 requests yesterday to do Valentine's Day messages, mm-hmm. and which I suppose, you know what, at $50 each, that's not a bad take. So here's my favorite one. He released some of them wide, and this is my favorite one. Happy Valentine's Day, one day removed. This is some advice from Ice-T.
You'll be all right. Me and my wife have been married 18 years, and it's a little give and take, but it shouldn't hurt. They say love is like a fart. You know, if you push it too hard, it's probably
probably.
It should go easy, all right?
All right.
Peace.
Peace. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's your magic audio ball. Bet you didn't see that coming.
No.
I did not either.
I did not.
All right, Dude Walker, what can I say? Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you. This has been a pleasure. Fantastic.
Exciting for me as I've been a fan forever and to have you in studio.
More than glad to be here.
A pleasure. Can't wait to show
you
around Podcast Village. So cool. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS.
Are you going to stay for the bonus show?
I'll watch you do it.
I can't see you saying anything with Cards Against Humanity that would come back to you.
You don't
regret.
Do bonus.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another. So that's where it
that's
stands.
That's a hard no.
It was a very solid no.
We'll take you where we can get you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Please remember to grab our app. It's great. You can listen to TMOS all day, every day. Thanks to TMOS Live. Beautiful stuff. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Also, while you're on the internet, check out DudeWalker.com.
Woo! Thank you.
You're still up for hire.
Yes, I am. I am for hire.
Open for business.
Open for business, and it's a great website. Check out his work, some of his acting stuff. It's a lot of fun to go to, so check out DudeWalker.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. Thank you for listening. Mike O'Mara back next week. We appreciate your time, and join us again tomorrow for Tuesday, for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, Mike.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.